this is Iris Neal. Join us for Job Talks, bringing you news about great jobs and growing our regional economy.
Job Talks on KNSJ's East County Magazine show is supported by our listeners and by the nonprofit San Diego Building Trades Family Housing Corporation, building our future.
This is Miriam Raftery, guest hosting for Iris Neal. And today I am here with three newsmakers who are going to be telling us about a very exciting new program to help young people in our region, bringing job training and opportunities for high school degrees to the people of our region. My first guest is Dr. Mark Hansen, who is the executive director of the Heartland Coalition, which also, full disclosure, they are the parent nonprofit for East County Magazine. Heartland has a mission of providing win-win opportunities, including good jobs, capable employees, and sustainable communities in our region. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much, Miriam, and thank you for all the wonderful work you've done with East County Magazine. We're really proud of you and all the good things it does for everyone in the county.
We're certainly very appreciative as well for all of the support that Heartland has given us through the years. Tell us about the big announcement, this Heartland Youth Build Program, and what that's all about.
Yeah, that's about, again, our mission on good jobs and sustainable communities. And not only can the youth get a high school diploma, but also there'll be opportunities to learn trades, construction, of course, but we emphasize green construction, part of our sustainability mission in wind, solar, and weatherization, and also advanced manufacturing. So that's something that is very, very important to us. And
now you have an orientation coming up on August 24th, I understand.
Ignacio Jimenez will tell us a bit about that.
So this is actually a charter school that's being started up in City Heights, although I understand that it's open to young people 18 through 24 from throughout the region. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It'll be in the eastern region of City Heights. It will be very accessible. In the future, there'll be some activities that are now being planned in terms of manufacturing, construction of a home in East County and Spring Valley, manufacturing in El Cajon. A lot
Fantastic.
Of it will be tying into East
Construction
County.
Construction trades, but, learning right. that. Our next guest is Ignacio Jimenez, who is a counselor at the new school. And he is going to tell us about the program, which is affiliated actually with Youth Build programs at the national and state level, a little bit about the success there and who is eligible for the program and what you might expect if you go through the program there.
Thank you for having me, Miriam. Yes, this opportunity, it's going to be about obtaining a high school diploma with a leadership component and vocational training. It's open to the 16 to 24-year-olds from our communities, and it's very important that we understand that there's a major need, and we are looking to serve at least 80 students, and it's going to be very small classrooms. All the teachers have been hired are experienced, dedicated, motivated teachers that have worked with the community of need, including the youth, at risk, and low income. But it's open to anybody in the vicinity.
So if you're a high school dropout, a veteran, immigrant, certainly many refugees in that community.
Yes,
how about
ma'am.
Someone who's maybe had issues in their past, a parolee, for example?
They're welcome to attend our orientation. And then we have what's called a mental toughness orientation. And that includes a one-week interview that would provide you an opportunity to find out if you're a good fit, and then if you're willing to do the work and the academics, and be a leader and be goal-oriented, you're more than welcome to attend orientation coming up. I have a Saturday orientation of August the 24th, and the final orientation would be Wednesday, August the 28th. All of them are going to be at the 5280 Orange Avenue.
Very good. Now, there is a social justice component to this school, interestingly enough, which certainly fits with the Network for Social Justice that is KNSJ's motto. My next guest is Marquise Anderson, who is one of the instructors at the school. He teaches social studies and history, and he comes at it from a little bit different perspective. Marquise, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. My name is Marquise Anderson. I'm going to be one of the teachers at the Youth Build School with Heartland Coalition.
How do you motivate students who may have dropped out before, were not sufficiently motivated to finish the first time around? What do you do that's different to inspire these kids to want to finish?
Well, the primary thing that we're going to do is we're going to actually do an investigation of the community. So we're going to ask the students how their community functions, what their community needs, what the different identities of people in the community are, and then we're going to come together and do a forum. The way that we're going to try to motivate students is by making the education process about them. So we're not just saying this happened this year or this war or this battle. We're actually going to find out about their lives and use that to situate the curriculum. Okay. So we're going to teach to the needs and the interests of students.
Very interesting. Now, you mentioned to me out in the lobby before the interview that you are also coming at this from a social justice perspective when you teach history. How do you do that? Can you give me some examples?
Right. So we want to address some of the inequities and issues in the community that cause problems, but we also want to figure out a way to help the people or the community be self-sufficient and sustainable. So we want them to figure out how to solve these problems themselves. So we want to talk about the injustices that they might face.
And the historical injustices
such as poverty, you know, racism for women, gender issues.
So the social justice movements of the past, such as
the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. The labor movement. So we want to talk about those things. In fact, in the MC3 multi-craft core curriculum, there's actually a component. So the multi-craft core curriculum is a program to certify students to go into the trades. So there's actually a curriculum or a program for them to understand the history of the labor movement. So it covers things such as the labor movement over the century, labor leaders, the Industrial Revolution, agrarian to industrial production, and the history of craft workers in the United States.
Fascinating. Ignacio, can you tell us a little bit more about the trainings that you have coming up, the orientations and so forth, and how people can get more information about this?
I'd like to add to that is that we are a project-based campus rooted in social justice with the ideas that our students will be able to graduate and obtain good-paying jobs or continue a post-secondary opportunity or maybe even start their own business.
Where can people get more information about this and where exactly will the school be located?
The school is located at 5280 Orange Avenue, San Diego, California, 92105.
And that's City Heights area, I believe, across from the community center.
Our direct line is area code 619-436-9508, or by email, it'd be ijimenez@youthbuildcharter.org.
And that's Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z, so ijimenez.org. You will also soon be able to find information at the Heartland Coalition website, which is www.heartlandfdn.org. And we will certainly have a link to that as well at www.eastcountymagazine.org. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out today, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam. And one more thing I'd like to add is that this is all the educational programs are provided by our partner, which is Youth Build Charter School of California. And it's an opportunity to really create a new paradigm shift in the way we approach education. And thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. Marquise, what final words do you have for us today?
So we run in trimesters, the program. And at the end of each trimester, there's a culminating project. So as Ignacio said, we're a project-based learning program. So what we do is we build throughout the trimester, and there's different components, there's different many projects that culminate to a final project at the end of each trimester.
Thank you. Mark, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
Yeah, it's important that they know it's a rolling enrollment, so they can roll it at various times. They don't have to wait for a new trimester. And another thing they might want to know is they can actually get a year and a half credit in 1 year. It's an intensified program.
Very good. That's wonderful to know. Well, we certainly look forward to hearing more about the program and bringing our listeners some updates as this gets rolling. Thank you so much for joining us today.